ever experienced a God wink? You know, the kind of experience that you know without a shadow of a doubt that God stepped in and gave you a big old wink from heaven. I'm your host, Cindy Spar, broadcasting from the Collaborative in Mount Clemens, Michigan. I am the founder of My Collective Network and My Christian Business Network, two amazing business networking organizations. I am a firm believer that there is power in sharing God wink stories. Think of it as a way for people to shine their light on Jesus one wink at a time. In Matthew 5:14, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Good afternoon, everyone. This is Cindy Spar, your host of the God Wink. And boy, do we have a wonderful, wonderful God wink in store for you today. I just want to share, I'm very excited to actually be broadcasting for the first time out of the Collaborative in Mount Clemens, Michigan. So for those of you that you've maybe at one point thought, I might want to start a podcast, but I'm scared, I don't have the equipment, I don't have the space, I want to encourage you to walk through, push through that fear and reach out to the Collaborative. If you're looking even to just take a tour, you can book that. Call them at 586-244-8719. So guys, let's dive into this. We have a special guest with us today, Sarah Johnston, who I recently met through Moms in Business of Macomb in Oakland County. And through connecting with her, she shared with me a God wink story that made the hair on my arms stand up. I had goosebumps and I'm like, girlfriend, you've got to get this story out because that is truly a crazy God wink story. So I want to introduce to you Sarah Johnston. And Sarah, welcome to the God wink and would love for you to share with our listeners a little bit about you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here. And I am a mental performance coach for athletes and teens, also known as the confidence coach. And my background is in playing and coaching college tennis. And I'm also a health and wellness professor at the college level and a mom to five amazing humans who are all teenagers and up now.
Wow. Hats off to you, teenagers. What are their ages?
Well, technically, as of a few months ago, my oldest turned 20. So I've been saying they're all teenagers for a long time, but 20, 19, 16, and the twins are 15.
Oh, wow. That's off to you. Should I say you made it?
You made it. I made it to the promised land.
Oh, it's so good. So good. Well, hey, I would love for you to just share what you had shared with me about how you've seen God show up and nobody else could have done it but him.
Absolutely. So I played college tennis at Ferris State University in Michigan, and I was in the PTM program, which is professional tennis management, where you earn a business degree. And I had played 3 years of tennis on a scholarship and was almost completely finished with my business degree. I had one class left and it was a market research class, and the teacher's nickname was Dr. Death. So there was this big scary bubble around the market research class. And I was feeling extremely overwhelmed with like tackling that last year, finishing school, playing my senior year of tennis. So much so that I actually left. I left school. And I moved back toward home. I'm from the west side of the state in Hastings. And I moved back to Battle Creek, Michigan. And I was working, teaching tennis at Mingus Creek Athletic Club and substitute teaching for a few years. And one weekend, I went to a birthday party with a group of friends. And I met a girl at the birthday party who was also at the same party. And she introduced me to her sister. And I said, "Oh, wow, you two don't look like sisters." And she said, "I was adopted." And I said, "So was I." And she said, "What year were you born?" And I said, 1976. And she said, "Were you born in the summer?" And I said, "Yeah, I was born July 31st. And she said, "You don't happen to have a baby picture of yourself, do you?" And I looked in my wallet, and for some reason, I had a baby picture of myself. And I handed it to her, and wondering where this conversation is going, you know? And she said, "What do you know about your biological mom?" And I said, "Black hair, green eyes. That's about all I know." And she said, "I need you to come with me for a second." And so I went with her. We went off to the side, and we actually went into the bathroom, and she stood me in front of a mirror, and she said, "You're my sister." And it was this overwhelming kind of wave of chills and kind of not knowing what was going on, but also knowing that she was 100% correct. You know, so we continued to talk, and I asked her, "What made you ask me if I was born in the summer?" And she said, "I remember our biological mom being pregnant, and then the baby was gone. So she was 3 years old when I was born." And she remembers, you know, me being gone. And so we went and got out our adoption files, and the mom's information matched up exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And so we, you know, learned that we had grown up 20 minutes apart from each other. My older sister, and come to find out I had a younger sister, they were both adopted together into a family. They had the same mom and dad, and I was adopted by a family in Hastings, the most amazing parent. I had the most amazing parents ever. And so we have been friends ever since. It was the most amazing experience. And this was before all the testing with 23andMe. And this was just like a full blown accident.
Wow. But
looking back, during that year or two, we had actually had a very similar friend group. So we had been around each other a few times and didn't know it. But it's just amazing to me how you can be that drawn to people that are similar to you and, you know, accidentally end up talking and finding that out.
Yeah, I cannot imagine. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, was this party like in the area where you grew up?
It was. So it was in Battle Creek. So it would be 20 minutes away from where I grew up and in the city where she grew up.
That is crazy. So you pretty much blew up that party, right? Like, I'm sure you guys went and told like everyone there, "This is my sister."
We were probably so overwhelming. People were probably like, "What are they talking about?" Like, it was a lot to take in, but it was instant, like an instant connection where we didn't even have to see the paperwork yet. Like, we knew before we even got out the paperwork, and we were instantly connected, and we are so much alike. After that, we would show up places with the same outfits on, goofy little things like same nail polish, we look very much alike. So it is just fascinating.
Does that make her your doppelganger?
Yes, a very real one.
Wow. So I just started reading a book called When God Winks, and they had talked about in this book the exact same situation, but it was two guys that were in Farmington Hills applying for the same job or going through orientation or something of that sort. And they didn't know that they were brothers. And through questions, just like with you, they were like, did you ask certain questions to each other, right? Of, did you go here? All these, and then they figured out we're brothers. And I'm thinking, geez, within a week of reading this book, Sarah's got the exact same thing.
It is. It is. It's amazing.
Well, so I love asking this question. I'm always curious. So we talk about God and how God winks. And I think oftentimes he winks through us through scripture, like in the Bible.
Yeah.
Is there any particular scripture that you feel like this is my scripture and God meant the scripture just for me?
Absolutely. And kind of the second piece of the story post meeting my sister, shortly after we were reacquainted, I went to church and heard a sermon about God wanting you to use your strengths to the fullest. So I left church literally outside of the parking lot. I called my former college tennis coach, Dave Ramos, at the time, and I said, am I too old to get my scholarship back? And he said, no, get up here and train and play your last year of eligibility. And so I went back to school. I finished. I stayed and got my master's, ended up coaching and teaching. So looking back, you sometimes can't tell exactly why you're being pulled in a certain direction or what it all means at the time. But I feel such a sense of, you know, being in the right place at the right time, and everyone you meet has such a big purpose in your life. And that leads me to the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, that reads, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
I love that scripture. That's like my ultimate fave.
I know. And it gives such a sense of rest that we don't have to spend so much time worrying about the past or worrying about the future, but just kind of enjoying the process and enjoying the moments that we go through, knowing that we are in the right place at the right time.
Yes. And you definitely were, Sarah. You were in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely. Well,
if you were to give advice to our listeners, and I know you pour a lot into you throughout your athletic coaching, what is some advice that you would give to our listeners?
Yeah, so in working with athletes and teens around the five topics that I work with them the most on are confidence, focus, pressure, stress relief, and motivation. And what a lot of our work is around is when our mind slows down, we can see our next best move more clearly. So I talk about how the results in our sport and our life don't have anything to do with our worth. We were born worthy. We were born confident. We don't always feel that way because we're not spending time on confident thinking, but we do a really big deep dive into what's going on in our thinking bubble, what's true, what can we kind of look at and maybe take a step back from and observe in order to shift in a direction that will be more self-compassionate and more helpful. And it's really fascinating to see the transformation in how kids are feeling about themselves and then ultimately how they're performing and leveling up.
You know, Sarah, I ever since, you know, connecting with you and some other coaching organizations out there, and even watching my son in basketball, what you do out there is so important. There's so much that happens within the mindsets of athletes, and especially in youth, that I think it's important that they understand, you know, not winning a game or not making a shot is not what identifies who you are and your worth, right?
Exactly.
But I do see how, you know, God can work through it in these situations and how we handle it. And do we come to him when we're upset or we're angry, we're sad? But I just love that he's gifted people like you to be able to coach youth and be able to help them work through it, because sometimes we need natural along with spiritual support, right?
Absolutely. And it's so frustrating. And as a parent, my kiddos were all in travel sports, and it's like, we want them to feel the confidence that we have for them. And it's tough that it just doesn't work that way. So my deep dive was really on helping. I also help support parents and how to support their child's confidence journey, but really getting the child to understand the why do I not feel confident and how do I get there without it just being my parents telling me, you're fine, you're great, this, everything's cool, you know what I mean? And that's right. Kind of the thing we get stuck in sometimes as parents, because we see it, obviously. We see all the potential, and it's just, it's tough when we can't jump inside their little heads.
Yeah, sometimes you need an outside source than mom and dad, right?
Yes.
In order to reach them. Well, yes. Sarah, if our listeners wanted to connect with you, where can they find you?
Absolutely. My website is sarahjanemindsetcoaching.com, and I always do a free discovery call for people that call for the first time. I do work one-on-one and with teams, in-person trainings, if you're close enough for me to drive to you. My Facebook page is Sarah Jane Mindset Coaching, and I do have a private Facebook group, Elite Athlete Mindset for Coaches and Parents. Instagram, Sarah Jane Mindset Coach. There it is.
All the things.
All the things.
If you missed any piece of that, you will see those links provided for you within the episode's podcast notes. So feel free to click on those to connect with Sarah. And just kind of to close things up, I actually just wanted to pray over you, if that's okay, Sarah, just in God, in blessing your business and blessing you personally as well. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, God, we just come before you right now, and we thank you so much for the gifts that you've given Sarah in coaching youth in athletics, Lord, that you've put her on this path for a reason. And we thank you so much for bringing her together with her sister. God, you work in miraculous ways, and we sometimes don't see them because we go so fast, but man, that one is undeniable. So I just pray that you continue to show up in Sarah's life in big ways. You continue to use her to speak into youth and to coach them on mindset. And I thank you for bringing Sarah into my life. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Yes, thank you so much, Sarah, for being on with us today. And for those that you are listening, I wanted to also share with you an amazing opportunity that we have here on the God Wink. If you are looking to share about your business, take advantage of any of our sponsorship opportunities through the God Wink podcast, we would love to connect with you. Within the podcast notes, you will find a link to set up a discovery call with me for 20 minutes and identify any business sponsorship opportunities that we have available here. I thank you for joining us today on the God Wink and look forward to having you listen in to episode 9. Have a blessed day. I want to give a big thank you to the Collaborative in Mount Clemens, Michigan, for providing their podcast studio for us today. If you have any questions or you would like to book your own time in their podcast studio, give them a call at 586-244-8719. If today's God Wink story really hit home with you, we would love to hear about it through the God Wink community on Facebook. If you know of someone that needs to hear today's God Wink story, show them some love and tag them on the God Wink podcast. You never know how a God Wink story might change their day around for the better. If you or someone you know has a God Wink story that the world needs to hear, we want to hear it. Simply click the link within the podcast notes to send in your God Wink story.
Until next time, remember, God's got you. Wink, wink.